What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
No, man, Trey, it's great to be here, brother. Excited. A little bit of background about me. Started my career back in 2003 in the online ad space. One of my first clients happened to be MySpace and Google. So worked with them many years ago. Got lucky to be able to monetize all their traffic. Built multiple different companies since then. I think I'm on my 15th company now. In that whole time frame, I've probably personally monetized over $100 million in ad spend. My companies have done over $300 million. And these days with Standard Authority, man, I'm here to be able to help people, you know, be human online again through the vehicle of LinkedIn. So that's a little bit about me. And oh yeah, I wrote a book, Balance is Bullshit. So how to live more of an integrated life.
That's awesome. So let's go into the basics. I know when I log into LinkedIn, I don't know what to do with it. Where do you start with a new LinkedIn account? What needs to be optimized?
Biggest thing right at the bat is it's going to be your tip of the spear, right? That's your profile. So this is where we really start everyone at. If you don't have your profile optimized, you're kind of missing out, dude. Microsoft bought LinkedIn for $24.6 billion cash about 2 years ago. So the way that they're going to be integrating that data across that platform is going to be amazing. And most people set up their profile, walked away, and haven't really updated or treated like a resume. And one of the biggest things that are out there right now is, you know, they're going to be integrating that they're already doing it into Outlook, into Word, into Excel, into Skype, all the different products that Microsoft has. So you want to make sure your information is on point. Two, at the same time, the way that I work with most of my clients, if you set up your profile correctly, you'll never have to actually sell. That will do it for you. That's the tip of your funnel. So first and foremost, you need a picture, right? We don't need the same picture that we use on Instagram or Facebook or stuff like that. It's, you know, an easy picture, clean cut with, an easy white background is probably the first and foremost step. We're just going basics, right? So, and then the next is your headline. You want to make sure your headline is attention grabbing. Most people I go in there and see, they go in and they're like, oh, I'm the CEO of, or I'm the founder of, or I'm director of sales, or I'm whatever. Oh, look, we got our Facebook Live link now. and all these different pieces as well. And the bigger thing is you just blend in. You blend in with everyone, and we want to make sure that you stand out. So what I always tell people is I help X to achieve Y so they can do Z. And the reason why I do that is, who do you help? Who's your avatar? What do you do? And then why do they buy? What's the end result that after working with you that they get? Because that's the main reason why everyone moves forward. So those are the three things that I'd make sure you do. Your profile's on point, picture, and headline. From there is a whole another thing. And we can go through the whole profile, but I'm sure we can talk about a lot more fun things.
Absolutely. So what type of content should we be creating on LinkedIn, since there's not really a ton of competition on there?
I mean, dude, I love LinkedIn for the organic reach right now. It's Facebook like 2008-09, right, where you had massive organic reach. With Facebook, even though we're doing a Facebook Live, you actually have to pay to play. I mean, to really be able to get that engagement that we used to get, we spent years going through and trying to make sure that we've actually got these likes, and now we have to pay to get in front of them. On LinkedIn, content's king, being able to put it out there. You can get this organic reach massive, but you have to be able to be really clear on what you're doing. I'm a huge fan, and I work with all my clients in regards to the 10-20-70 rule. You ever heard of that rule before?
The 10-20-70 rule?
10-20-70.
10-20-70, I've not heard that one.
All right, so I'll break it down. 10% personal, right? People buy from other people. This is why, you know, I don't believe in B2B or B2C. I believe everything's H to H, human to human. Every company is run by another human being. So the reason why we have the 10% personal is, look, one, it's not Facebook. Trey, you don't care, you know, on LinkedIn when my kids go to their first day of school. You don't need to share that, but you don't live too far from me. We're both in Texas. Things like this, are important to be able to share, because that allows other people to go. I mean, that's one of the main reasons you and I connected, was like, dude, you live down in Wimberley. I mean, that's not far away. We can actually connect. And that's that human nature connection. So that's 10% to be able to share a little bit about who you are, to be able to draw in your right audience. Because we gravitate to people that we know that are based around our similarities. 20% is company, right? So the reason why you only talk about 20% of the content needs to be your company content about what you do and how you help is because we don't want to be that guy in the room that's always talking about themselves. And that's what most people do on LinkedIn. They're just pitching, they're selling, they're talking about their company, they're talking about themselves. We've all seen that guy, right? In the room, like, oh, dude, there's Josh again at the at this event. Dude only talks about LinkedIn. God, it's exactly. We just don't want to be that person. So that's the one thing, is we're only do 20% about company, and then 70% is other that adds value to your audience. So think about being an aggregator of content. You know, what you want to be able to do is, you know, I'll age myself, but Yahoo back in the day, it was a place that everyone went on a weekly or daily basis, I should say, and they aggregated content from around the web. If you're the person adding value to your ideal audience and educating them, inspiring them, when they decide that they have the problem or the issue that you can help them with, they're going to go to you because you're the one that educated them to be able to solve it. So that's the 10-20-70 rule.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
So that's always the biggest thing, right? I mean, we don't want to, everyone's, this is what allows LinkedIn, if you do it right, people go, I don't get any engagement, because they're always talking about themselves. They're always talking about their company. They're always pitching or selling. And because they're like, oh, it's a B2B platform. It is, but every company, like I said, is run by another human being. And that's where they, these are what marketers have forgotten.
Yeah, I think it's really easy to forget on LinkedIn, because you get on there and it's nothing but headshots and look at my business.
Right, right. So that's why when you go through, I mean, we work with our clients to be able to look, man, it's, this is the best, this is the biggest thing. Like you've heard before, right? You know, if you run a company and it's all about making that money, you're always going to be really striving. It's never going to be enough. You're always going to be keep on pushing forward, trying to achieve the next dollar, trying to achieve the next dollar. But they always say, like, if you build a business and you allow the byproduct to be money, allow what you do to be the driver point to be able to help or whatever offer you're doing, you'll build a better business. Well, it's the same thing with actually drawing an audience. I mean, I don't work with my clients to help them find the clients. I help them to build advocates. Through education, inspiration, and drawing them in, and allow the byproduct to be clients. Because at that point, if someone chooses to be part of your network or chooses to buy your product or service, dude, your LTV on that client goes through the roof, because you didn't sell them the first time around. So when that reoccurring revenue or billing hits again, they're not going, Trey, what am I paying you for again? Damn it, I got to pay for it. No, they're excited. They chose to be part of your program. So that's kind of how we work it.
Awesome. You got to build up that happy obligation.
Exactly.
So do you have any tips for creating more inbound messages on LinkedIn?
Well, I mean, that's the piece, right? I mean, the biggest way to be able to create inbound messages is, one, dude, I hate cold calls and I hate cold emails. I hate receiving them. I mean, it's just spam at this point. I mean, someone calls me, dude, I get robo dials on my phone all day long. It's exhausting. At the same time on LinkedIn, we probably all get them. You know, we connect with someone, 2 seconds later, we get the auto pitch that someone's using a bot to be able to hope in. And what they're hoping is, you know, you and I talked about this before, they're hoping for that one sale out of 1,000. And they don't realize that they're pissing off 999 people to get that one sale. There's a better way to be able to do it. So like with my clients, we go in and we teach them to engage with the people that engage with us. So what you want to look at is, one, as you're drawing this content in, let me pull it back a little bit, dude. So the 10-20-70 rule, the reason why we have that 70 rule is all about being able to use and appreciate other people's content to be able to tag them and give them the appreciation for providing that value. When you do that, you actually can go in. Let's say, Trey, you wrote an article on Forbes. So I'm like, wow, really love this article from Trey. Boom, I tagged you. Via, you know, Forbes magazine. And he quoted, you know, Tony Robbins within the article. And so I'm able to, you know, and this quote was really, really struck me really well, you know, whatever it might be. So now I just open up my post to three other audiences that I didn't have before. So it gives it more breadth to be able to get that. So at that point in time, you get more engagement. I only push my clients to be able to work with engagement. I only care about the likes, comments, and shares. Views are great, but I mean, that's just branding and that's just vanity metrics. People watching something, it's great, but most time they're not going to do anything past that. And that, on LinkedIn, you know, your average watch time is around 7 seconds. So you want them to be able to take action. So anyone that likes, comments, and shares, we actually reach out and start with appreciation, which 9 times out of 10 people I talk to have never been appreciated for what they've naturally been conditioned to do online. The human condition online is to like, comment, share, and move on with our life. And what we want to do is be able to create a stopgap in that pattern. We want to be able to, you know, create that gap that makes them pause within the condition of being online, which is reach out and go, Trey, man, I saw you like my recent post X. I just want to take a second out, man, and say thank you so much. Too often we don't appreciate these things. Love to be able to connect with you and find out, you know, what pushed you to my post. So you're starting a conversation and starting with appreciation, which is so much better than going, hey, I looked at your profile and, you know, I think we've got amazing connections. Bullshit. Which is the case.
That makes a lot of sense. It's such a slight change in the way you're reaching out to people, but it's really going to make a huge difference in the way that they respond.
Right. And I mean, that's what you want to do. How many times, Trey, have you gotten connected with people on LinkedIn and then you've never had any conversation after?
Everybody on LinkedIn. I've got over 500 connections and I've talked to like 3 people on there.
That's usually what happens. So the good thing about this, when you start the appreciation, most times people are going to respond back and go, dude, wow, thank you. Because that's what we want. We want to start a conversation because that's how humans interact. We've gotten to such a point online that people go in, they talk at people and they don't speak conversation online like you and I are having a conversation now. It would be like me just sitting here talking the entire time and not allowing you to even say 2 words. So we have to be able to change on how we do that. And we want to be able to draw people in. So that's kind of where it starts.
Wow. That's, I never really thought about it from that perspective. That does bring a very human element to it.
And that's the piece. We want to be able to have that connection, that engagement, that conversation, because the more you have conversation, the more you're able to really draw someone in and have them actually listen to you. I mean, these days, I mean, people are going through video and posting and sending messages out and they're just talking at people and pitching and pitching and pitching. And they don't try to actually treat someone like a human and actually connect. I mean, as soon as we see these things, I mean, dude, I've got my name on LinkedIn as Joshua B. Lee. So I always know really quickly if someone's using automated bots because they go, hey, Joshua B, I checked out your profile, or wow, we've got amazing friends, or we got this. I'm like, bullshit. No, you didn't. You snagged my name, used the automated tool, and you're hoping that at 1 out of every 1,000 people will actually respond to your automated message.
Aren't those automated tools actually getting accounts taken down now too?
All the time, man. I mean, LinkedIn has been very aggressive on going through. If you're using automation and they find out that you're doing that, they give you 1 warning. And sometimes even if you've been very aggressive on it, they don't even give you a warning and your account's gone forever. And I mean, look, that's not a good thing. Then you got to go in, get a new email, adjust your name slightly. And now you're not really being you. You're trying to. I mean, there's people that will do it, right? They'll have 50 different names on there. I used to have people in my world years ago, and they'd change their name every 6 months because they get caught. You know, they make as much money as possible in 6 months, and they go, oh, well, got caught, hand in the cookie jar. Guess I got to change my name now.
Wow, yeah. When I got started, I was kind of one of those people who was going from trick to trick, from hack to hack that people were teaching me too. And right. I'd get my account in the Facebook jail. I got Instagram accounts taken down. I'd get stuff to grow really fast, but none of it would pay off. Right. So now I pretty much refuse automation in most scenarios. If it's social media, I don't want to automate it outside of posting.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Well, dude, and that's the whole thing, man. I mean, it's like, that's exhausting. Trying to always make sure you're staying ahead of the system, like with an algorithm or with getting using automation or whatever it might be. That's why when I started, man, I told you, I teach marketers how to be human online again. The reason what we go through and how we act and how we work with our clients, dude, it's not about the next trick or next tool or next, you know, automation or even an algorithm adjustment. It's human nature that we're teaching people how to connect with people so it will stand the test of time. And you can use it across platform. We're talking about LinkedIn, but when's the last time you liked a post on Facebook and someone reached out like, dude, Trey, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't. So what are some other tricks that we can use to get more people to see our content on LinkedIn?
It's clear, consistent content. So, you know, LinkedIn has what's called an SSI score. You can go to standoutauthority.com/SSI. Or you can just go, you know, if you want to, you can just go to Google and type in LinkedIn SSI. And you can actually, as long as you're logged into your LinkedIn, you can pull that up. It's a score based on how you interact with their algorithm. And the better that your higher your score is, the more that they're going to be able to push your content out there. So 0 to 30, it says 0 to 100. So 0 to 30, it's kind of like, you know, back when we were in school and they're like, cool, you put your name on it. Yeah, we're going to give you some points. So, you know, that's 0 to 30. You put your name on the test. 30 to 70 is you're looking around, you're kind of checking out content, but you're not really engaging or doing anything else. Once you actually get to 70 to 100, now you're within their algorithm. They see that you're actually engaging, you're posting, you're connecting, and doing all the things that they want to see as a true social selling algorithm. Social selling is not, the definition of social selling has nothing to do with selling. It's all about engaging, educating, and connecting with other individuals to go, to be able to tell them about what you're doing and be able to give them value. So being able to do that, here's a quick trick to be able to help make sure that you get your SSI score 70 above within 30 days. We do it with our clients all the time. So there's four things you have to do every day, Trey. First off, you want to do one post every day, right? So every day, one post that adds value to your audience. Two, you want to reshare someone else's post that would add value to your audience that is an influencer within your marketplace. It's okay that they might even be, they either have a product that, you know, works well with yours, or it might even be competing, but we want to make sure we're still adding value. You're the one that provided the value. Three, you want to make sure you go like someone else's post that's either an avatar of yours or that is a influencer in their marketplace. And then four, one other post, you want to go in and comment on someone else's post that's a influencer in your marketplace and add value to their content. So post, reshare, like, comment, four different posts. If you do that every single day, and truly, man, once you get into it, you can do this in 5-10 minutes a day, you'll start seeing that SSI score go up. And you'll start seeing more engagement to your posts.
Wow. That makes sense. Yeah, that's solid.
So, you know, I try and make it easy, man. I mean, you and I have talked before. Dude, I'm not here to be able to put up a whole bunch of, convoluted, you know, tactics that are going to confuse someone. It's just simple things that we've just forgotten to do anymore. And we're in this world of trying to move fast,
absolutely,
fast, and monetize everything. And, dude, I was the guy. I mean, like I told you, people used to go to me like, oh, you need to monetize someone? Josh can do it. Josh can help you monetize anything. And, I mean, I was good at that. Now I've been able to figure out it's not about monetizing. It's about engaging, educating, inspiring. And I promise you, man, the people will come and you won't have to worry about monetizing because it will naturally happen.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the entrepreneur on fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.